KE8RUH, mobile. KE8TFM. KE8RUH.
Good morning.
RUH, RUH, I forgot. Who is this? This is Anthony. And likewise, I also forgot your name. Who am I speaking with?
This is Damian. And just making my drive. It's a sad day today. I got to put the fishing boat in storage. So I'm on my way over to the storage lot where they're going to shrink wrap it and store it for me for the winter.
That is a sad day considering it's going to be 70 the next three. I bet that's a real tough pill to swallow on your side.
Yeah, it's a little tough, but I want a deer hunt now, so now my brain has kind of shifted away from fishing a little bit, so I'm kind of looking forward to the distraction being gone and trying to focus on getting up north here and there now, so. And fortunately, my hunting season, the way the kids' sports schedules and that work, you know, I have a lot of days where I just drive up, hunt for the day, and drive home because it's the only way I can get out there. So it's kind of nice the distraction's gone. Now I can focus on deer.
I empathize with that statement so much. I find myself, when it comes to hobbies, I get hyper-focused on things until, like, the season ends. You know, fishing, hunting. I'm a big skier. I get hyper-focused on things and struggle to see the next thing coming until you put the last one to bed. And I totally understand the kid's schedule and how, you know, you're focused on that, yet you want to figure out a way to get your activities in. It is quite the conundrum sometimes.
Yeah, the cost of deer hunting has went up, not because I've bought any cool equipment or anything. It's just because I have to make day trips up to the cabin, you know, so by the time you gas up the truck for the ride there and back. Yeah, I was able to make it out yesterday, actually, so my son had a hockey game in Flint, so I went there, and then my wife drove home separate, and I drove up. But it was a little windy yesterday, so I didn't see any deer. But definitely feels like it's gonna, the rut's gonna start here pretty soon because they're running around like crazy at night on my trail cameras chasing deer. So I think it's gonna start turning on here next weekend.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it'll be this coming weekend. I know they're talking a 20-degree shift from Thursday to Friday. There's supposed to be a little bit of rain on Thursday, which is not good because it's Halloween for the kids, but it is what it is. And I think you're right. I think it's going to just overnight switch. It's going to be on fire by this weekend. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to get Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, too. It just happened to work out. My son's birthday is on November 8th, so next weekend is shot. So I'm going to try right after Halloween. I'm going to shoot up to the cabin and try to get a full 3 days in. At least that's the plan right now. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen in Captain Don's Outdoors on the Telegram there, but there was a real nice big 8-point at my subdivision at 22 and Shaner, just standing there at the entrance when I pulled in last night. And he was confused. He was kind of wandering around in the street, didn't know what he was doing. He was clearly chasing doe.
I have not been on Telegram, I don't think, since Saturday, maybe even Friday, so I'll have to check that out. But, yeah, they're moving. I got some buddies in northern Macomb County that we hunt at their houses, and their trail cams have been firing up, and they've been out a few times. I know they're probably getting out bow season one of the last times tonight. They're headed, a couple of them are headed out to Montana elk hunting, so there goes the bow season, because I don't hunt at their properties unless they're there, so, but there's gun season. I got a couple days off for that, so we should be good to go.
Oh, wow, yeah, elk hunting. I want to do that one year. You know, I did hunt elk once for a week in Colorado. I hunted in an area where you can get an over-the-counter bull tag, and I see why the guides cost so much, because going to a state like that and trying to do it on your own, forget it. It's not happening. If you hunt like I did, you got to plan, like, for the next 3 years you're going to go there every year and, like, learn the place, because to go there and do it yourself, it's not happening.
Oh, I bet. Hey, I just pulled up at work. I got to cut you loose, but hopefully we chat again soon, and good luck deer hunting this weekend if I don't talk to you this week. So the K8RUH, and I will be clear on your final.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day at work. This is K8TFM monitoring.
VHF hub disconnected.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
YGV, mobile and monitor.
WE. NATBF, mobile.
Over here on 2.6.
Oh, that's not why I'm not.
Right in front of the Golden Circle in Sterling Heights, heading towards the beautiful Lake Orion. Somebody's air compressor is making water, so I gotta go see why it's making water. And after that, I'm pretty much free and clear.
All right, I'm out of the office. Not sure if I'm going to get back, so just wanted to relay that in case you planned on stopping by.
I was going to look for you coming back, because Lake Orion, the easiest way to get there is, of course, M59. So I was going to throw my call out on the rebound. What part of town are you hanging out at? North, south, east, or west? Back my can hit takeoff, so I turned it off.
Okay, I am in a Starbucks right now on my computer working on something, and I'm having a hard time turning this up loud enough to hear it, so I will be back out here in a little bit. And if you're still driving, I'll catch you then.
Okay, I shall hear you here. I think I can cover it all the way. W8, if you're from N8KPP, and you asked me about those CP200s. I sent you a message. We can chat about that, too.
Yep, I saw that. All right, I'll talk to you. W8, if you...
W8FU.
KF8S Mobile.
Stop kerchunking the repeater, please, NHZSA.
This is NHGYU. That's the perfect example of telling your daughter you can't date that guy. You think she's going to listen?
No, but we can always shut the repeater down, and it's NHZSA.
Well, that would make everyone probably not very happy, but you shut it down. You never know when that person's going to come down to start it all over again. I've had instances where it's happened before where they've shut it down, and then when they turned it back on, they found it had some problems, and it didn't come back on. Not right away, anyway. This is NHGYU. The name is Rick. Go ahead.
Hey, Rick. Yeah, I get it. It's either a very lonely person out there, or a lid, no license. But nevertheless, I just thought I'd put my 2 cents in. You can probably just get no change in return, but whatever. All right, back to what I was doing. NHZSA. Nice to meet you, Rick.
Okay, very good. You have a marvelous day and get going with what you're doing. I finished my soldering jobs and got things working again. I was on the dummy load for quite some time trying to figure out what went wrong. Turns out one little D60 diode just decided to take a dump and opened itself up to the world. Anyway, took me a while, but I got it. That was last night about 11 o'clock, and then today, now I'm rehooking everything back up again. And hopefully it stays hooked up this time. NHGYU, have fun. Bye.
NHKPP. Here's Sean. Are you around?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Are you along the M59 corridor? Let's see. Somebody was heading east at Mound Road and going all the way to the water. Are you in that vicinity?
No, unfortunately, I have left the building, so we'll have to make it another time. Now, I've got three guys out for training Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so I'm probably going to be locked down to the shop Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, Thursday, 11 to noon, I think I've got something I've got to speak out for. We may have to shut the whole place down. But, so Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, either before lunch or after lunch, but right around lunchtime, I've got obligations.
Okay, very good. No problem. Just figured I'd run this way, so I'm heading back. Took care of a couple fires, a couple of unexpected deliveries, all sorts of things, and now I'm going to grab my little white dog and take her to the office. So, no hurries, no worries. I can get a hold of you. As far as this little project goes, I'll catch you tomorrow. But other than that, we can always chat. So, did you get everything fixed remotely that you were trying to get fixed today?
Do you mean with the repeater, or do you mean with work?
Sure, both of them. I didn't know which one had higher priority for you today.
No, not really. They're all works in progress. I'm still working remotely, and I'm not doing anything with the repeater until later today, after hours. I mean, I got some of it done yesterday, but there's still some problems with the landing page for the Allman, and some other various little odds and ends. Plus, I got to get Hams over IP to cooperate. I got to have them change the node number, so I don't know how long that's going to take. You know, they had a major outage yesterday, and they're not admitting it, although it mysteriously cured itself right after they acknowledged there was no problem.
I wonder why you would not acknowledge a problem if you're a free service. I mean, what, is everything going to drop you? I mean, really, think about it. So, and it's not like that mission critical type stuff. It's great when it works, but if it doesn't work, so be it. So I take it that there is some sort of issue. What, you trying to change that the node number? Is that what you're trying to do? I didn't know about that. I've kind of been out of it. Life has been busy this past couple, 3 weeks.
No, it's just something, some housekeeping I've always wanted to do. You know, I've wanted to move certain connections off to a private node that I could segregate if necessary. We had an incident a few days ago. You may or may not have heard. And, you know, the easy solution would have just been to knock that node off until I could get to it and tend to it. But I didn't have that ability, because it was a hams over IP connection coming in. So I just took care of that. That's all set up now. I'm waiting for them to change to the private node number instead of the public node number, and then that'll be all set. Echolink's already redirecting to the private node. That one was I was able to take care of myself. So just that kind of stuff. Now it's mostly housekeeping on the Allman page and stuff. So I gotta get with Fred anyhow. I gotta find out if we're gonna be making the transition to All-Star 3 anytime soon, because a lot of the stuff is different. How I would handle it in an All-Star 3 environment.
Oh, I got it. So the node is you're gonna be treating, for rough sake, you're gonna be treating the node as the firewall. The private node will be the firewall.
Yeah, I'm going to leave DD switch coming. I'm going to probably move DD switch from the primary hub to the members, you know, or the the inner circle hub, 48.4.12. So everybody, come in on 48.4.12 as well as DD switch, because that's all. Those people are all vetted and credentialed, and then. Then bring in the stuff that I don't have a lot of control over, like Hoyt and Echolink and crap like that, bring that in on the private node. And then the only thing I'll have coming into the primary node will be repeaters and, you know, and then, you know, non-members with, you know, all-star setups, things like that.
Yeah, I get what you're doing. I don't know how, but I'm sure I can figure it out, but I got what you're doing.
Okay.
If you're in the club, here's your number. If you're not in the club, here's your number, but you're welcome to come visit.
I mean, the Y is a little different. I'm not, you know, there's no segregation for any, you know, in the club per se. It's just that, you know, that group can stay connected regardless of what happens, right? Because it's a virtual, you know, hub, and they can all stay connected, and you could literally segregate off if you needed to. In the past, I had that for a very specific reason, and it's really just a carryover from back in the day. We didn't allow anything with more than a few milliwatts of power, and a very low profile antenna that was for little pocket nodes and things like that only. Nothing that had high profile on that one node. So it was just basically personal nodes. And, you know, and everybody that was on that particular one, it was a whitelist situation, so you had to be whitelisted to get on it and, you know, understand that, you know, what the concept was. But that was nice because, you know, we could disconnect from the wide area systems, you know, and we could let our hair down and get loose with it because, you know, there wasn't hardly anything transmitting more than 50 milliwatts, you know, to a little compromised antenna. You know, cover your property is about it. You know how that works, right? So we had that node for that, so it was almost like a little private, you know, little private node garden that we could disconnect when we wanted to let our hair down. But we had some fun with it, too. We had a guy come in one time on Echolink, and he just come in, he butt right in. He had no interest in joining the conversation. It was when we were really active, and he was just demanding that we all ID. So I would disconnect the 48412, and I'd tell everybody, okay, and I'd ID, and everybody else on the 48412 would ID, and then I'd connect it back up. We'd continue to talk. The guy was losing his mind. It's like, you guys got ID! It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I know. There's a lot of cops out there. That's just, it's one of the things about this hobby. There's a lot of cops out here, and it's like, okay, sometimes we just don't care. Huh, wonder where that statement came from.
Well, he was right, you know, but what he doesn't realize is we were, you know, so, you know, that was all. But he's not wrong. But the way he came in demanding it, you know, it's like, and had no interest in joining the conversation or asking what it was, just some knucklehead from Sevenland, you know, from out west somewhere that just stumbled across it on Echolink. It was like he just, you know, he started the conversation wrong, and it went downhill from there. All right, enough on all that. That was a long time ago, and that doesn't go on a regular basis, so I don't want to make it sound like it does. Anywho, I won't be up there, as I said, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, with a little caveat, I got to run over to the main center, the main dispatch center, and I got a big powwow from like 11 to 12. So outside of that, I mean, if you wanted to do it then, just make sure you come either before or after that. You could get the nickel tour of the big dispatch center. I know I've threatened to do that to you a couple of times, but whatever works for you. Lunch is always cool, so, you know, if you feel like lunch one of the days coming up, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just let me know. I'll have something on. And you always know how you can get a hold of me otherwise.
Yes, sir. Morse code. Send it that way. But, yeah, I would like at least a 10-cent tour. I hear that place is pretty amazing and it's pretty state-of-the-art. So I would like at least a 10-cent tour, if not the quarter tour.
Okay. No problem. Just whenever it works out, that'll be great. Okay, I'm going to jump out of here. I Got home a little bit ago. I got to get prepped for a virtual Monday afternoon. So often I go home for the day because I got a virtual that usually runs till well after 4. So I figured I'm not going to sit up there and then go till sometimes 5 or 5:30. You know, I get off at 3:30. You know, and sometimes I go till 5 with this stupid meeting, and then you know, and then I got to drive home after that. The hell with that. I'll drive home, you know, before the meeting, get set up here, do the virtual meeting from here, and then that way when I'm done, and I can sit there in my boxers and on the meeting. So that's been my Mondays. You know, that big project we got just to the east of me, it's related to that. Every Monday afternoon. So I got to get prepped for it. W8FU.
Okay. I meant to tell you next week, Saturday to about Thursday, I'm going to be in Las Vegas land. I know it sounds glamorous, but it is for work. So I've got to go work the show floor for a couple days. A couple things to do and see and touch and feel and everything else like that. So I figured I'd let you know I am probably going to miss again another Saturday event, although I might be able to pull it out because I don't believe I have to be at the airport till 4. So I figured I'd let you know. So if I go radio silent, it's not that I'm being rude.
Yeah, we see how you are. See if they got any of those cool Motorola APX lookalikes that you can get from Alibaba. You know, see if that's the rage at the show. Catch you later. W8FU.
Yeah, there are lots of radio guys there, you know, trying to sell them for shop floors and dispatch, and, you know, because you do see a lot of those little handhelds running around in a lot of the bigger and car repair environments. You know, they call a porter over, where are you? Got another customer waiting. So this year I will try to find some of those, you know. So you do see a lot of those there, so I'll look around. All right, I'll talk later. Okay, BB.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, who's out here?
Who, me?
Anyone.
Looking for R over RF or over network?
No, I just, Okay, I know why. Anyhow, how's the audio sound on this thing? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a new node. One I'm not familiar with. It's using an 818 module. They're supposed to have poor audio. I made some adjustments based on a video I saw online, and this is supposed to be pretty good audio. What say you?
Sounds fine to me, but I don't know what it sounded like before. How do I sound, Shema, on a node with an 818 module?
Sound fine to me. Anyhow, I sprung for one of those clear nodes. I got the clear zero because I wanted the T-shirt and the baseball cap, so I got one, and everyone says that they come out of the box sounding like poop, and here's why, and if you set this and this and this this way, it'll sound glorious. So I did everything that the video said to do, and, you know, I consider it a baseline. But, anyhow, it's hard to back monitor yourself because you got the echo going on and all that, but does it sound like I usually sound? That's all I care about. If it sounds like I usually sound, then we're all good.
Yeah, I'm on a Sherry node, so you know how those sound, but anything, I would say it sounds a little bit, a little bit maybe compressed or something like that. It's not as full, but I don't know how to explain it, but it doesn't sound horrendous or anything like that.
All right, well, I'll keep an eye on it, and we'll see. But, yeah, so the Sherry note is what this is supposed to emulate. They use the same hardware almost completely. There are some minor variations that shouldn't affect the audio. And they claim that the difference between the Sherrys, which typically sound really good, well, you know what? I know what I can do. I can fire up one of my Sherrys and do an AB. Couldn't I?
Oh, said you sound good, Mac Daddy. I don't know if you can. Might have to inspect that script to see what they're doing in the programming-wise for the Sherry, if they're doing anything audio-wise there. Otherwise, copy your settings from that.
Yeah, somebody else that has a clear note sent me this link to this video, so I just figured I'd real quick just do what they say, and we'll go from there. I'll play with it some more later, but so you think it has room for improvement is what I'm gathering?
I'm not sure. I mean, it sounds fine, but if anything, I would say it might sound a little bit flat, but I don't know what it sounded like beforehand, so I don't have the A to compare to the B. A, B, Y.
Okay, are you ready?
Sit at the edge of my seat.
You are sitting, right? You've got some, like, you can hold on?
Do I need to get some handrails, like at the public's bathroom?
So this is the new Clear Zero from Clear Node or Node something or I don't know, whatever. This is the new Clear Node, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For what it's worth, I'm running my Anytone 878, blah blah blah, 2+, whiz bang, cheese it, radio into it. So this is the Clear Node Zero. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I will be right back. Well, that's interesting.
This area is connected, but oh no, it says connecting. Ah, what's up with that? Why is it connecting?
Got two nodes on the same time.
I always have multiple nodes running there. This is interesting. What is going on here?
I mean, two nodes with the same number.
Okay, I think it's online now. It probably just took some time for it to stabilize. All right, this is the Sherry Pi Hat, Pi 4, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'll go back to the clear zero in a second here. Anyhow, this is the Sherry Pi Hat on a Pi 4, test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And this is the clear zero, test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That was a bad test. You got something going on with your Sherry. It sounds, you got like a 60 hertz hum, and it sounds like you're losing packets.
Is this any better, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? This is the Sherry, test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think you got some descents.
It's going to be like when you're on the Sherry, you were bringing them both up.
Are they on the same frequency?
Test. Test, test, test. That does not sound good. Test 1, 2. What the heck is that? Alright, try the power supply.
Difference, power supply is 5 kc's off. But that there sounded like poop. Came in a fire.
Test. 1, 2, 3.
What did you do to your Sherry?
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Huh. Might have been the radio I was using to transmit to it, not the Sherry. It's a different radio.
Is the right frequency in there?
Well, I don't know how it'd be transmitting if I had the wrong frequencies. But I don't think I'm hearing the buzz with my $10 Retivis. Anyhow, just for the purpose of getting this AB knocked out real quick here, radio A, or I should say node A, radio's going to not change. Node A, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm not looking for a critique so much of the audio as I am the comparison. And I'm going to switch to the other node now. And this is the other node, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How do they compare?
Can you do it again?
Up when you got a problem, but then when you ask for a critique, poof, ghost.
Can you do it again?
Yes, please. I would like a comparison between this transmission, this transmission right here, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold, And this transmission here, testing 45678, testing 123.
Transmission 2 sounds fuller, though you did have a little bit of a hum at the very beginning. But transmission 2, from an just overall audio richness point of view, is better.
Okay, real good. I got this node today I'm playing with, and rumor has it they sound pretty bad out of the box. I made the adjustments that they recommended, and that was the node number 2. So, thank you, ARP. How you doing?
Well, we're doing. Just being a fly on the wall, as always. But I saw you had about, I don't know, 4 or 5 people here earlier, and then all of a sudden they all just bailed, so figured I'd jump in for you.
Yeah, people got stuff to do. Don't necessarily have time to sit around and listen to me playing radio check, so. Suppose I can go over to GMRS if I want to do that, right?
10-4, good buddy.
Now I have to figure out what the hell that buzz was earlier. What the heck was that all about? I've literally got that node sitting on it's running off of a battery in the other room, so I'm not too close to it. It's running on DC battery power. And why for the life of me it was buzzing.
Yeah, sometimes life just comes at you. Could have just been an induced buzz, something getting in on me. You said the battery was in the other room, which leads me to believe you have a nice length of antenna wire to pick up all kinds of noise with. That's my brain fart for the moment. I'll let you get back to it. W N.
Yeah, there it is, in the background. Hello. Well, it's more than in the background. Man. That is so weird. Yet, when I use this node, it's fine. Alright. Enough.
We're going to have to ban you off your own network.
Here we go again.
Strangest thing. It's that Shuri note at Don's. Doesn't matter what I do, it's got a buzz. This is the radio that I was using to talk to it. This is the new note, the clear note. Get rid of the echo. Anyhow, this is the new clear note, but if I go to that old Shuri node of Don's, it's got a buzz no matter what. It's on a battery, it's in the other room. This radio sounds clean on the one, but not on that. But yet, if I grab that $10 Redivis, that one doesn't have the buzz. I ain't even going to try to figure it out. I think $10 Redivis has something to do with it. Why does it sound good? I'm so confused. Mom!
Well, Don always had problems with that Shuri, so I'm not surprised here.
Yep, and unfortunately, I use the credentials from mine. It has always been pretty flawless, but I use the credentials from mine for the new clear nodes, so it's like, if I want to fire that one up, I gotta go in there and change the info, or else I gotta shut one down and fire the other one up. So shame on me. Should have thought about it. Ah well, what's a boy to do?
K8. I know. Is that RUH? Go ahead.
Yes, it was
How are you doing today, gentlemen?
Not too bad. I'm on the phone right now, so I'm trying not to sound as bad as that guy last week.
Sean, you still out there with all your radio issues or node issues?
Yeah, well, I just, somebody had suggested that the new one I just got had bad out-of-box audio, so there was a little primer online and getting it set up right, so that led me to finding a problem with an existing node. Yes, frustrating. What's up? Hey, Anthony.
It's always so frustrating, but yeah, not much, just on my way home. Got a couple stops to make on the drive home, but other than that, not a bad Monday. I got a busy week ahead of me, so we'll just keep grinding. How was your day?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You got a clear node, right?
I have I believe it's one of the Shari Pi Hat something. It's not a clear node. I can't remember which one it is. I'll have to look at it when I get home.
Okay, I thought you got one of those clear nodes from Dakota, but yeah, that's what I was having trouble with. It's Don's old Shari Pi Hat. Like Dave says, he had problems with that thing all the time. It would transmit on its own with noise and hum and stuff like that. And I keep, and since I didn't want to set up my new one on that particular, one, because that one's going, but I should have. I should have set it up on that one, and so now I can't fire up my good one for a comparison. But it doesn't matter. I got the answer I wanted. So just monkeying around. I hate these extended audio check things, but here I am down the rabbit hole. But no, I just got one of the clear notes and was getting it set up. It's an impressive little piece of kit, for somebody that doesn't want to monkey with anything. You pay your money and let them do it for you.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I think Dakota has a clear node that he still uses, but I don't know. I think that's what he has. But it's I gotta connect with him. Mine, I've been having some trouble with mine. See if he can help me out. It's been disconnecting on its own, so it's intermittent. Sometimes it'll stay connected for 10 minutes, sometimes it'll stay connected for 2 hours, and sometimes it'll stay connected for a day. And I think I was talking to him once about it, and Dave chimed in and said it might be something to do with my internet provider. So, I don't know. It didn't always do that, but who knows.
Well, that absolutely could be the case. Who is your internet provider?
My internet provider is WOW.
I don't think you should have that problem with WOW, but still, it still could be related, but that's the problem I was thinking. I'm behind a T-Mobile router here now. I'm trying the T-Mobile home internet right now. God, I never thought I'd be saying that. And it's working impressively well, but they have this thing called carrier-grade NAT, and it is a pain in the arse for us guys that run things like nodes and things like that, because it's constantly changing IP addresses. And so unless you go IP6, which, All-Star is definitely not in the IP6 realm yet, you're kind of jacked. I've mostly mitigated it, running a VPN, and so for the most part it's okay, but I was just thinking for a hot minute maybe that was your problem, but I don't think
with WOW, right, Dave? I don't think with WOW he'd have a carrier grade NAT issue.
He must still be on the phone. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'll get it figured out sooner or later. It's usually, you know, the only frustrating thing is I can't just leave it on and monitor. I have to pay attention to the dashboard and make sure that I'm still connected. Once or twice I've had a disconnect during conversations. So it's just a pain in the butt. But you know what? I haven't been home that often anyways, so it's not like I've been able to use it. So as we see more darkness than lightness over the next few weeks, I'll probably spend some time trying to figure it out.
Oh boy, my rubber feet came. My rubber feet came. Yay.
I don't understand.
I ordered some little rubber feet in assorted sizes for little devices like Pi Stars and Pi Hats and Pi Series, and I needed little rubber feet.
I see.
Sean, I heard you talking about the Redivis radios. I just picked up, actually just delivered today, a USB-C charging battery for it. So that'll be interesting. I mean, it was cost more than the radio, but the convenience of USB-C charging will be great for those things.
So I heard you had problems with your Shari node. It's not working right now.
It disconnects. I'll connect to a node, you know, to your node or to the hub, and intermittently it'll just disconnect. And there's no rhyme or reason or frequency or anything like that. The other day I had it was online for 2 hours, and then I went back and it was offline, disconnected. And then I'll log out, log back in on the dashboard, reconnect, and it'll work. And sometimes it's logged in for 5 minutes, and sometimes it's logged in for 10 hours. So I don't know. I haven't figured out what it could be. Maybe something with the internet provider. Who knows?
And you got it on a wired connection or a wireless or white Wi-Fi?
Right now it's on Wi-Fi. I didn't set it up. Dakota helped me out and set it up for me, so I got to figure out if I hook it up wired, how to change the IP address in there. So right now it's wireless, but for a year and a half, I had it hooked up wireless and didn't have any issues. And then, I don't know, a month and a half ago, it suddenly just started disconnecting whenever it wanted to.
That's really strange. I wonder if the RF is interfering with the Wi-Fi. I don't know. They don't put the best Wi-Fi chips in those things, so I don't know how far it is from your access point. But if you can get it on a wired, I mean, it should just get the IP address automatically, DHCP, you know, from your router or whatever. And you might even want to try the, instead of doing *3 to connect, you do the *73. And then, like, if you get disconnected, it will automatically reconnect. So you could try that. I don't know if you know how to do that or whatever. If he's got it set up for auto-connect, you might have to go in to a config file to change it. If it's just manual where you just type *3, you know, whenever you want to connect to something, I would try doing *73 instead. And then just before, if you connect to a different node, just make sure you issue *76 so you disconnect everything and then connect to another node.
All right, I'll take a look at that and see if I can get that figured out and see if that helps.
Yeah, I try to do wired as much as I can, but, you know, in certain circumstances, you know, Wi-Fi is better. Like, for example, if it's portable, if you're taking it with you. But, yeah, I found that they don't have too much range in those Pis.
Yeah, right now it's, I actually have it on top of the cabinet that my Wi-Fi router is in. So there should be no, you know, distance issues or anything like that, because it's within 3 feet.
Huh, okay. Well, maybe it's too close then. Maybe you got to move it farther away. I don't know. You could try all kinds of random things to see if anything affects it. If the power supply isn't the right power supply, that could sometimes be an issue, but as long as you're using a official Raspberry Pi power brick, I'm guessing you got the one that came with it, that Dakota, you know, when he bought it, it came with a power supply with a ferrite on it and all that stuff, so that's probably not it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the official one that came with it, but there is a ferrite on there and should be good. Like I said, it's the same one that I had been using when it worked perfectly fine for months on end, maybe even a year.
Yeah, it's just weird that all of a
sudden. Telling Sean, I'll spend some time on it in the next couple weeks, months, as it has less and less to do outside. Right now I'm trying to fit everything I can in while it's still nice out, still light out after 5:30.
Yep, and before they change the time back an hour or whatever, spring ahead, fall back, yeah. I don't even know when that starts. It's got to be soon, though.
I think it's this weekend. I'm pretty sure it is, at least.
Of course, after I move into my house and I need time at the end of work day to do stuff outside. universe. But, no, it's fine. Yeah, I figured it was creeping up soon.
All right, Dave, I am at my first destination, so I'm going to let you go, and we'll listen to your final, and if I get back in the car and you guys are still on, I'll chime in. This is KE8RUH, and I'll be clear on your final.
Alrighty, I'll be lurking about somewhere. KF8S.
Test 1-2.
That's weird, though, that your thing is buzzing like that, Sean. Do you have the frequencies, like, really close together or something?
They're close. Shouldn't be close enough to cause that kind of a problem, but they are close. I think 33.6 and 33.8, 200K apart should be enough, especially at the power levels and the distance between them. But I will have to investigate more. I don't remember having that problem before. It is new, so that could be very well it.
Yeah, put them on different PLs so that the other one doesn't get triggered. But that's probably what's going on. I have one that I like separated by, like, I think it was 25 kilohertz. But they're not supposed to be on. They're both not supposed to be on at the same time. It's only the only time I would turn it on inside my house is if I was updating it or needed to test it for something, but and now it doesn't. I don't have receive on that frequency for the other node. It's just transmit. So, but yeah, you got to remember these things are still like Chinese radios inside of them. They pick up intermod really horrible with the intermod, So, yeah, you gotta, they got to be a little bit apart from each other as far as frequencies. I try to do like 5 or 10 megahertz if it's available, but, you know, you only have limited space.
Go ahead, Wax.
Yep. No, I put enough for my normal operation, but for this, what I'm doing today, probably not enough. YXM, go ahead. W8FU.
Yeah, not on All-Star, but on T-Star, I've seen two nodes that were one full megahertz apart, two MMDTM hotspots pinging each other. Well, like you said, little Chinese radios. They've got the selectivity of not a barn door, but an airport hangar door. W8Y, so.
Quality stuff, man. You get what you pay for. As I'm talking on my $9 and change Redivis radio.
Yeah, my All-Star node is headless. There's no radio attached. I just talk to it with a computer. Or my cell phone. A DB switch or IXRPG. Anyway, I'm Warman, 73-W8YXM.
Alrighty. Talk to you later. Yeah, I'm radioless at the moment. I'm talking over here. And it's working out pretty good. But yeah, it's when you have all these nodes, I learned the hard way. They interfere with each other. The digital, yeah, like he was saying, the digital ones are bad too. I sometimes have the my hotspot will key up my All-Star node, and they're pretty far apart too, so I'm surprised as far as megahertz goes. But probably won't be a problem where I'm at, where I'm going to put them later. But yeah, right. I've had to turn my digital hotspot off because it was keying up my node.
Well, I've just switched to RF. Imagine that. A Japanese radio from a reputable manufacturer directly to a Motorola repeater. Of course, you're hearing me through the internet and everything else, but look at that. You can actually do that. You can actually get a quality radio and talk to a quality repeater. That's an option, too. I sometimes forget.
Yep, if you're not in the basement and not far away from the repeater, that is an option.
All right, I've polluted this up enough for the afternoon. I'm going to go see what's cooking, what's going on here. I think I got a coworker on his way by. He's going to steal my car for the week, sending him to school for 3 days. Send them in my car instead of taking a fully staffed or fully equipped service vehicle. So I said, no, take mine. It's a worthless little roller skate. Anyhow, I got to get it prepped, ready to go. He should be here any time. But I'm liking the little clear note. I just wanted to get the audio fixed. Greg sent me a little thing in Telegram that, you know, said you gotta tweak the audio. So I went down a rabbit hole of trying to compare it to one of my Sherrys, which is where the whole conundrum unfolded. But I'm sure it's just, you know, I don't normally have all these running at the same time. So I got my full duplex node. I've got the new clear node, and then I had the Don's Sherry Pie hat, you know, all running here at the same time simultaneously. So it's no wonder I'm having problems. That won't be the case normally. So today's just going to be burning in and running a little DV switch, or not DV switch, whatever, clear node, and trying to figure out what it's all about with its little fancy user interface. All right, I'm going to jump out of here for a bit, let you get to what you got to do, and thanks everyone that lended a hand in this carnival, of audio carnival. Apologies. W8FU after yours.
Yeah, one last thing. I don't know if Greg mentioned this or not in his thing. If you enable the SSH stuff, you can get into the node and you can do the simple tune there, watch the meter, find the values that it says. I know there's like an audio analysis thing that also helps, but if you want to start out the old school way, you can SSH in there, find the value that it is, and whatever that number is, that's what you do. Plug that into your app. That way it will save it, and then it's going to reboot. Because otherwise, every value you change it, it's got to reboot the whole damn thing. So better just SSH in, tweak the level there for the receive audio, and once you find a number there, instead of saving it in that command line thing, bring it back to the app and type the number in there. That saves me a lot of time. So, all right, I'll let you get to it. KFAS.
Yep, makes sense. Makes sense. Then that way you can ultimately save it to the app. So I do plan, like you, I do plan on running this particular node with the app. I mean, after all, that's the point, right? And that's what I'm really critiquing. I don't need to, critique another, RF deck / USB audio interface and Pi, running All-Star. I've ran every possible permutation of that, combination. It's really I'm critiquing his design, his UI. So I intend on running his UI in its entirety. So that's a good tip. It's let me do things, as a power user and still ultimately use his UI. Cool. Thanks. W8FU.
Still there, Cujo? N-H-A-D-B.
N-H-A-D-B, I'm still here.
So how does it feel to be back amongst the working class?
Better than sitting at home on my duff for a week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks. I have more vacation time. I would probably take another week, but I'd rather be back at work. It was driving me stir crazy. So, yeah, I'm back at work, and I'm enjoying it. I did two runs, started at 10 o'clock, and I'm done at, 3:30. I still got an hour's worth of work left. I'm sitting here at the, up in Pontiac, off of Kensington and Upbeck. Just chilling, looking at the FBI website.
Oh, very good. Yeah, you did look at the Who Cares website, too. That's really informative. You've done a great job with that, too.
Is that Eric's website? Because he's the only one that I know that screams out and goes, Who Cares? And I go, it's Eric.
No, I think it's Dave. I'm pretty sure it's Dave. He's very well written in that type of stuff. I think it's Who Cares Radio or something to that effect.
Yeah, I got it. It's wiki.whocaresradio.com. I found it.
Lots of cool stuff there to learn.
I would have to program it into my radio when I'm on the open spot.
Actually heading towards Fraser, and I can't believe the amount of traffic that's going this way. Usually everybody's coming my way. So, kind of
kind of a unique evening, I guess.
It's Monday. Monday is always unique. And I'm sitting here staring at the railroad tracks over here by one of the old OCC buildings. They moved out last year, so the parking lot's empty, so I can sit back here in silence and do paperwork, talk on the radio, you know, things like that. But I went to your QRZ. I'll give your, I don't have your email. I'm going to send you my, my code plug for you to poke around in, see if you can modify it a little bit.
Yeah, fine. I'll take a look. And won't be a problem. So, that's easy to do. Yeah, Sean had one that he wanted me to try to, it was a commercial radio. It was his own personal one. He wanted me to try to get it to play for FPP, but I couldn't do it. It was too new. But I'll take a look at it, see what I can do. You got a Redis with an Open 77 or a 380 TPY, either one of those I can help you with.
Yeah, it's a UV380 TYTMD. And, train. I love trains. And, like I said, Captain Don got it all configured as a Redivis with the OpenGD 77. But in your biography, like I said, I don't see an email in there. So I don't know how you want to transact that and have me send you my code plug, because I really don't want you giving me your email over the repeater.
You got access to the node, or I'll put it in there. I'll tell you what, I'll be home tonight. I'll throw it in there tonight, so that way you have it.
All right, got that. Just go to QRZ to mine, and I got my email in there. And just send me a chat saying yo, and then I'll reply back, and I'll put the code plug in there as an attachment.
Yeah, I don't know what difference it makes nowadays with email being private. Just about every third email I get is a political email. I'll be so glad when this thing is behind us.
You and me both. Yes, we have drive through Memphis. That's a sign war. On the left-hand side, you got one party, and then in response to those signs, on the east side, going northbound of M-19, is somebody supporting the other party. And it's just sign after sign after sign. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's your First Amendment rights. I have no problem with it. My wife has major issues with it in regards to certain party affiliations. And I'm like, look, it's their right to have it on here. If you don't like it, go take it down and see what happens.
Yeah, it might have electricity on it. Yeah, I saw that. I went to KPEC Saturday for a birthday party for some kids and with her nephews or nieces or something of that nature. So one direction took us through Armada, and the other direction took us on the GPS, took us through Memphis. And I was going to do the Armada thing, and then she said, you know, Blake's is over there right now. And I go, yeah, you're right. So we took the Memphis route. You know, it added on like 2 or 3 minutes on the GPS, but I think it would have added on a lot more trying to go through that traffic jam in Armada on a nice day in the middle of October. I don't think that would have been a comfortable trip.
No, Blake's is packed on Armada Center. You go drive past. Is that where they're at? Yeah. Where are they? Yeah. I'm trying to remember where Blake's is at. It's been so long since I've been there. Oh, yeah. They're at the end of Romeo Plank and Armada Ridge, or Armada Center. Yeah. That's crazy through there. Wait till Christmas time when everybody's out there getting Christmas trees, too. They go back and forth. They have that traffic light. They just, you know, one minute you're driving and it's green, and all of a sudden, boom, yellow-red. You're slamming on your brakes. Next thing you're in the ditch like my son was. Ridiculous. That's before I go to Westview over at 30 and Van Dyke. They're friends of my daughter, so we go there for all our pumpkin stuff or cheddars and donuts and whatnot.
Yeah, we're avoided that area. I like it. Don't get me wrong. I think they do a really good job with the food. I think they do a really good job with everything else they do. They just, you know, just like October is very profitable for them. And then you take October and you add on 65 degree weather, and everybody goes there. So yeah, it was a good call on her part, I thought. So, all right, so we drove through Memphis, and we saw all your signs, east and west. And we did notice, yeah, it was like opposing views driving through. Depending on what side of the street you lived on.
Oh, yeah, and more than likely the signs on the west side will stay there for a very long time, even after November. I'm sure that individual will keep them up forever, depending on which way it flows on Tuesday.
A lot of these townships have rules about taking the signs down after a certain day. I know New Baltimore does. I know Chesterfield does. I think you're allowed a week or 2 weeks or something like that. Then you have to take them down after the election day, or you get fined. Or if they have to take them, you get charged for them having to pick them up. So there is a, at least down a little ways, a little bit further south, there is a penalty for, you know, and it's purely apolitical. But there is a penalty for doing that, leaving them there. So maybe you guys should adopt something like that. You know, either way, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just, it's not a political message. It's a blight message.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be checking.
I just migrated to the 600 repeat. Any better, any worse, or about the same?
You're a little bit better. Not as much bacon, but it's a little bit better. I know that I'm pushing the outer realms of it, but it's the only one up here in Pontiac that I can hit.
It should be better. I turned up the wattage a little bit. Thing defaults to 10 watts. I got to change that in the programming. Either that or just change the low to 20 and the high to 40 or something like that.
That's what I like about my radio. I got the power level button, so it goes 5 low, 25 medium, and 70 is high. So I got it on right now. On UHF. I love it.
Yeah, for UHF, we were chatting the other day about it, how popular UHF is on this side of the state. And it's, I guess it's because years ago they didn't have enough channels, so everybody kind of migrated towards UHF. And now I guess it's even kind of hard to get a legitimate pair in this band.
Radio for a day.
KKKKO. NAKPP. Yeah, I actually tried to get a vanity call, believe it or not. I forget what one's I can't even remember. WHZO, NHZO, N80Z, something like that. And WHHT. I put in for those. And of course, like 10 other hands put in for them too. So, basically, whatever they decide. So, hopefully, I get one. If not, oh well.
How about WHWE for Walt E?
You know, the problem is that they got to be available, and there's a time frame, too. I mean, they have to expire, and then after they expire, it's like 2 or 3 years or maybe even longer. I don't know. But after somebody lets them expire, then they have, there's a grace period for somebody to recover that call. And then again, so let's say if it's your uncle or your dad, or whatever, okay, you get first dibs on that, too. So they've got lots of rules before you can get one of those, because, you know, it's like a 1x2 call or a 2x1 call, so, and there's only so many of those out there, and every time I try to look for one that would fit me, you know, like, you know, NHWA or NHWM or what have you or anything else like that, you know, those are all still current licenses. So you have to wait that out, and, you know, some of them don't expire until, like, you know, 2027 or something like that. Then it's 2 years or 3 years after that, so, which basically means you'll never get the call.
Yeah, this has been my call since I got my license, and I like it. You know, it's easy to remember, KCKKO. I mean, it's nice and easy to remember. And then doing KCKUJO, that's how I remembered it for a while until I wrote it down on all my radios. So I have a PMRS, too, and I think that's like WXRP 88 or something, or WXRQ. I have to look.
Yeah, did you ever talk? I'm going to have to get out of the radio here in a quick bit, and I'm getting off at Harbor, and that's going to be a mess. Don, W8RCY or N8RCY, W8RCY, he did it pretty cool. He was in the ham radio for a long, long time, or the PMRS radio for a long, long time. Which one do I want? A. And he was into that for a long, long time, and he was able to get a mimic of his PMRS call. So I think, you know, last digits are RCY and RCY. So, like, his other one was W8RCY, or WRCY, that was his PMRS call, and then he was able to get the suffix RCY on his ham call. So it worked out pretty good. So no matter where he's at, everybody knows who he is. It's kind of cool. That was a creative idea on his part.
Yeah, maybe when I get my generalized for, like, N-E-G-O, K-C-U-J-O. We'll see. And you guys are the only ones. I feel really honored and that you guys all call me Cujo. I really appreciate that. And so I have another PC. I moved back to Michigan from L.A. That was being paid by L.A. County Sheriff's Department. So I appreciate Cujo. I like it. My wife rolls her eyes at it. Like, whatever. So you're going to be getting up there.
KCKKO, you have a good day. I am on the road here, Harper, and I want to pay attention, so I don't spend too much time going this way. Talk to you later. I'm going to call out when I'm heading out of here. NAKDD.
KCKKO,
you
have just my emails and my QRZ, so just throw it in there. KCKKO.
Thank you.
Test, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, man. How's the audio? Actually, I'm back feeding. What's up?
A little light, but not bad. And just finally rolled out of the office here.
All right, let me switch to the handset. I'm just getting the hams over IP and the Echo Link and everything off on a private node so I can nuke those knuckleheads when they don't play well with others.
Big Brother's always listening.
All right, let me switch back to my RF. This phone's annoying. It's making my ear warm. W8FU.
DBS standing by.
That's right. Big Brother's always monitoring.
Even the airwaves. All right, I'm back. I probably got to cut down on the telemetry going out over the Hoyt phone, but all set now, Dave. Got it. Hoyt and Echo Stink are coming in on 1990. DV switch is still on 43.732. I think I'm going to move that to 48.412. But one, you know, just one thing at a time. And Dakota, I got my clear zero today. Up and running, all operational, so I blame you.
I think you'll come to find out that it'll easily replace your existing Charis. And, I don't know, I'm not saying the Charis aren't reliable because I never had any problems with mine, but for simplicity and convenience, like if you want to take that thing mobile, I think it'll be all right. Dave?
I don't know. Kind of disagree. You can make either work. Well, just got to learn it. But I guess that makes it easier.
Yeah, let's not kid ourselves. At a cost, you know, you lose control. And, you know, and you're at his mercy. If he tires of the whole project at some point and shuts his server down, then, I mean, your hardware will still work. You'll just have to then, you know, make it a all-star node, you know, regular one. But, you know, to get the, you know, the value added benefit, you're at his mercy. But, no, I, you know, it's definitely, I call it my grumpy old man mode. When I get in my grumpy old man moods, you know, where it's like, you know, I don't want to deal with this shit. You know, it's the one that I might grab. We'll see. You know, I'm jury's still out. But that's the plan. Is to, you know, be my grumpy old man one. And then for around the house, you know, I got my full-blown, you know, full duplex 50-70 based AFL3, you know, and still got a Sherry, you know, for other various things. So, you know, it's, but for, like you said, Dakota, when I want just stupid simple and I don't want to have to deal with it, let somebody else do the driving, that's what I got it for, the grumpy old man node.
I like simple. I hate screwing with IT stuff. I do enough of that, 9 to 5 or 7 to 7, wherever the hell I work. The last thing I want is to tinker with my own stuff. Like, you should see me when my Google TV stops working at my house. I freak out. Just don't want to deal with it. Right? Or this weekend, I was trying to play video games on my gaming PC, and I was having network issues. And it's like, man, I know my network's solid. What is going on? It just makes you want to pull your hair out. So whatever I can do to alleviate unnecessary stress and tinkering, I'm in. Speaking of tinkering, I need you guys to share your audio settings on your 500s with me because I'm still getting that weird whistle occasionally. Not consistent. I tried patterning it with driving. Like if I'm idle, the truck's auto-stopped. If it's running idle, if I'm driving, if I'm accelerating, like, if there's no pattern to the noise that it's generating out of the front firing speaker. So, I don't know what's going on with it.
The only thing I can think of is interference. I'd have to hear what it sounds like, because I don't remember. The thing I had with mine was it was making, like, clicking noises and stuff, and that ended up being a voltage issue.
Yeah, I got to agree. I didn't have any anything like that going on. I had that mouse fart every once in a while when the car would stop-start. But I still get that occasionally, but it doesn't bother me. But I'm not sure what you're hearing there, Dakota, but I don't hear anything of the sort on mine.
Figures it's just mine. It's like a inconsistent squeak. Like, the best thing I can think of to describe it is like squeaking brakes, but not as high pitched, or no, a higher pitch, but like not as pronounced. And it's like a, I'm sure that came across really good on the air. But it's so weird. I don't know. I've messed with the AESS and all that fun stuff, and I just can't get it out.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it only happening on PMG mode? I know there's, like, some kind of scanning hiss that goes on with the PMG mode.
No, I'm dual VFO right now, and it does it on A and B.
Does it do it when the car's off, like completely off?
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking it's radio related and not interference or voltage.
I mean, you could try another cable. Maybe just like disconnect the one that's nice and neatly, connected, and just take another one. And go from the head unit to the base unit.
That's a good idea. I'll try that. I also want to, from what I've seen, there's no way to, I guess I could plug in a speaker, but there's no way to mute the front speaker without plugging in an external speaker, so I guess I could plug in an external speaker and see if it comes out of that too, and then that would tell me it's something different.
Well, there you go. You got some things to try at least. But yeah, I had problems when I had a longer run cable. And I had problems when I was using the flat ribbon cable in the car. But that noise that Sean's describing, that is definitely the voltage drop. And one of those little smoothing regulators that keeps everything at 13.8 helps with that issue.
I'm thinking it's speaker related because it'll do it just beeping the menu options.
Yeah, I seem to remember that. I put mine on a 100-foot cable before, which it wasn't designed for, and I think I had those issues when I had it on a 100-foot cable. So try a different cable just for the fun of it.
All right, I'll give that a shot. It's not a bad idea. I've got a 20-foot cable, but there's probably 4 or 5 feet coiled up in my dash. I wonder if that could be causing anything. But it's shielded Cat 6. You would think it would be fine, even if it is coiled up.
Yeah, just try a shorter cable just for, just for fun. If you can get the radio out of where it's mounted and just kind of like put it on your passenger seat, whatever you can do to make it shorter, just for the sake of testing it out, making sure that, because if it is the cable run, and then it's like, well, now you know what the problem is. Now you just got to find a cable that's not going to do the thing that's causing grief.
What problems were you having when you ran the flat ribbon cable?
Seemed to be susceptible to interference. Actually, I thought that was the reason why I was making those weird farts. It was like making farting noises, But I honestly, the flat ribbon cable probably would have maybe worked if I knew it was the voltage that was the problem. But in any event, I had put a 20, I don't know how long of a cord it was. If it was 13 feet or, I don't think it was 20 feet though. I think it might have been like 13 feet or something. I don't remember what I bought. It was just a generic Amazon cable.
Yeah, I even went out of my way to buy a name brand Ethernet cable for $10. Maybe I'll make my own and see if that makes a difference.
Yeah, you could even try it on the short cable, you know, the one that you made it all hooked up to the main unit. I would try the cables first and go from there.
That's what I'm going to do. Frustrating. Sweet radio, no complaints about it except for that. It's just a weird noise. I don't like weird noises. And it's like one of those high-pitched noises. Like, am I hearing something? Is it my car? And then, like, you mute the menu when it's quiet. And you're like, oh, the front-firing speaker. So, I'll give it a whirl. It's not the end of the world. It's not like I can't talk on it. Like, you still sound fine. There's just some background noise. I mean, the power cables ran in the same channel as the Ethernet cable to the remote head in the door, or in the sill. And then the only other thing I was wondering, like, the power and the antenna are kind of close together in the back, the radio, but, again, shielded and all that fun stuff, who knows. So I'll test it. It's driving me nuts.
There you go. Yep. Well, I'm a lot poorer today. Tomorrow is the signing.
I was just going to ask you if you were ready to dish out a bunch of money.
Yep, I was greeted with an email this morning showing where I needed to go or what I needed to do, my instructions, and I went and did what they told me to do. So it looks like a lot of the things I can just sign digitally tomorrow. There's a few things that they need what they call a wet signature for. I think it's Macomb County being the ones that are not modernized yet. You gotta for the title stuff. But everything else is digital signatures, which is nice.
Everything should be e-signed, except you're right. I did have my property title transfer affidavit. I had to sign it, send it in. Actually, no, I didn't. Well, I physically had to sign it, but they said I could have faxed it in or emailed it. So, well, good, man. I'm happy for you. It's been a long time coming.
Yep, then the stress begins. No, I don't know. The problem is, you know, the biggest thing is I have a cold now, and so that's not good when you're starting to move. It's like, damn it, don't want to be getting colds and being run down while I'm trying to move.
It's the season. My 3-year-old had to go to urgent care yesterday for steroids because he had croup. And then this morning, I didn't go in the office until 11 because my 9-month-old had croup, so my wife had to call into work to take him to the ER so he could get steroids. Gross, man. I hate this. I love this time of year, but I can't stand the garbage that goes around.
Yep, well, kids give us our upgrades to our immune system, but we have to pay the price to get that. But, I had just gotten over something else, and then this started. You know, I was fine for like a week or two, and then this started up again. So it's the annoying kind where you get the phlegm in the middle of the night and you just can't sleep. So then I end up getting tired, and it's not a good state of mind to be in. But I'll get through it. I just got to stay away from people. I'm probably going to wear a mask just so I don't give it to whoever.
Just get through it, keep your eye on the prize, you're getting a new house in the next, what, 5 days?
No, this time tomorrow I'll be in it. I'll be doing something there over there. So after 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, or I mean probably noon if we want to count all the time it takes to sign and stuff.
Oh, good. You get to see you tomorrow. That's awesome. You get up, you get everything situated? You got movers lined up or anything? Or are you just kind of going to trickle stuff over there and then get the movers for the big stuff at the end of it?
Yeah, I'm just going to trickle stuff for the first few days. I'm getting a U-Haul on Halloween to get just to move all my boxes in one trip instead of going. I could go back and forth with my car, but I figure I just load it up once, bring it over there, and then unload it. And then, yeah, the big stuff will be movers.
Did you get a decent deal on the U-Haul?
Yeah, I did. Turns out that the U-Haul trucks are cheaper than the vans. I wanted to just get a van, you know. But the vans are, I guess, in demand or something. They let you keep them longer, but they have all these hidden fees with them. You know, they say they're $20 a day, but they're not really $20 a day. So the U-Haul was reasonable, 24 hours for like $80 with all the things, the extras and all that stuff. So and they give you, they let you rent like the furniture covers and things like that, so I can kind of like pad things in the truck and the dolly and all that stuff. So, and a ramp, you have a ramp on the truck. So that was the biggest thing for me is, like, I can move stuff myself if I have a ramp.
Yeah, they get you with a $20 a day flat fee, and then, like you said, they nickel and dime you up for the rest of the stuff. But if you add it all up, it's really not that bad at the end of the day, especially if you don't have a truck or a trailer to drag stuff around. It kind of works out. But, well, good, man. I'm glad. Almost time. You'll be very happy once you're there and settled.
Yeah, when I'm not thinking about the apartment anymore, that will be when it's finally over. It used to be the old house. Oh, the old house. I want to get out of the old house. And now it's the apartment. So, but, yep, I am excited a little bit. I guess, it's a little bit surreal, I guess, and not really having in my mind that we got that house, you know, because it's always been like, let's go over and check on it.
NADBF, it's got to be weird that you watched it get built from nothing to closing out tomorrow and starting to move in, because we kind of blew through our whole process, but even then it was weird, like, just going there for inspection and stuff. It's like, man, we're really buying this house, and then I mean, I've lived there, this is my third month, and I'm still like, we live here?
Yep, the shiny new hasn't worn off yet. Not looking forward to having a mortgage again, but whatever. you gotta do what you gotta do. And then, no, I think it'll be fine long run. It's just, it's gonna be a little bit, it's a little overwhelming. I know I got like a lot of things to do, and then I'm like thinking to myself, it's like, well, I'm not gonna think of everything I need to do. I'm just gonna think of the one or two things I can do right now.
Like I said, it's 3 months after the fact, and I'm still doing, you know, random things that I just greased my door hinges. Our storm door into the garage was squeaky since we looked at the house, and I finally got grease yesterday and made it stop. So, it all comes with time.
Well, you're fortunate you got storm doors. I might have to look into actually getting storm doors. I didn't even think of doing that. It's like, oh, yeah, I guess I should probably protect the front door.
Well, this is just like those steel doors into the it should be code. I think you have to. Any exterior door has to be I don't know if it's called storm rating or whatnot, but like the garage door, I know it's got to be a storm door for fire and all that stuff.
No, I mean, I'm looking at the other houses in the subdivision. They do not have storm doors, so they just have painted, you know, they painted the door, but there's no, like, exterior storm screen door on them.
How into the weeds could you get with, like, options and things, you know, like finishes and whatnot?
Well, they didn't do paint. Paint, you could pick different levels of paint, but they were very limited selections. They didn't want, because what they told me, I don't know if it's true or not, it's like, well, if you gave everybody a selection of paints or like different paints, then they would have to really add on to the cost. You know, I think by having few selections, they're able to cut corners and save money a little bit, but you ultimately can paint what you want later, but now they had stuff like you could upgrade the sink fixtures from, you know, chrome to like satin nickel and things like that. And I mean, you could go a little crazy with, you know, different levels of flooring, different levels of cabinets and such. But it was pretty much there wasn't too many selections that were like gonna make you go crazy, you know. You could have them put grass in for you, too, if you wanted to, but it's going to be way more expensive, and even building a deck, you can have them build a deck for you.
Yeah, that's all stuff I would do or contract myself, save you a ton of money. I got a quote for grading and hydro seed in my yard. It was $19,000, and that was through a buddy of mine.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm expecting to pay quite a bit to do irrigation and sod, but I have a number, imaginary number in my head that I'll see if they say, if it meets that imaginary number or is worse or better. I don't know.
I forgot all about irrigation. My buddy, he bought a house and it had it, but the amount of money he spends just maintaining it, seems like he's always got issues with it.
Yeah, and I've never had a sprinkler system. My parents have had a sprinkler system, and I do remember, you know, if you get a neighbor that drives over your lawnmower, if you have a neighbor that drives a lawnmower over the sprinkler head, that's an issue, or you get one that's like, spewing the wrong way or something like that. So yeah, I'm not necessarily looking forward to it, but you know, when there's nothing there, that's the best time for them to put it in.
Yeah, for sure. Trash the yard while there isn't one.
Yeah, I do have somebody coming on Wednesday to give me some estimates, so we'll see how they. A lot of times too, I don't know if they did this with you, but maybe this is just in a subdivision they do this, or a community, but they start putting brochures all over your door once they find out that you're about to move in. And so, you know, I had like ones for shades, and there was a sign right outside my house for the landscaping, so I was like, oh, you're placing your sign there. Okay, I'll give you guys a call and see how you do.
No, we didn't have any of that, but we're also kind of scattered out by me, so there's not a whole lot of advertising going on.
Yeah, I had one guy when I was looking to see what they did to the house, and he was putting in the blinds and stuff for the neighbor next door that had moved in a month, you know, 2 months before mine, and he saw me out there looking, hey, you the owner? Let me give you a card. That's funny.
That's kind of a good thing. You just ask him. It's like, okay, well, which ones in the subdivision have you done? Let me go look at it.
Yeah, that's how I did the shades. the sales guy, you know, I was talking to him. I just went over there randomly. And he had just had his done at his house. And he was showing me pictures and stuff, and he gave me that guy's son. I mean, he called him, oh, treat them like family. And he reminded me of Jack. He's like, these people are family. You give them the same deal you gave me.
Well, good. It seems like it's getting harder and harder to find decent contractors for anything nowadays. Everyone wants a bunch of money with lower quality work.
Yeah, I looked out, so he eventually revealed to me which competitor he was going up against, and he was saying, go look at Lowe's, this is the brand that, you know, my stuff comes from the same factory that brand comes from, and go look at what they're charging and what their installation is. Like, it was almost double of what he was charging, so... And if he's still making money off of, you know, it being almost half of what they're charging, then, my goodness, they must be marked up a lot.
Especially, I mean, depending on how many color options, but in that sub, right, or same builder, he probably uses the same size windows, so then the guy just buys a whole bunch of blinds in that size, and he just gets a deal on them.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, anyway, he hasn't called me back. I got to reach out to him probably starting tomorrow. He did say that it takes about 14 business days, and it has not been 14 business days yet. But I gave him half of the money so that he could order it, and then he's going to install them, and then I'll give him the other half. But I got to get in touch with him. So I've already got him doing that, and then... But then, if I can do the irrigation and sod before the end of the year, that would be great. I'm not sure that it's going to be possible. I might have to wait until spring. But if I can get it done this fall, winter, that would be great, because then I don't have to worry about it in the spring so much and concentrate on the next expense.
I don't know how sod works, but I know that I'm way too late to get seed in the ground. I've woken up to frost the last couple days, so I know that it would be a waste of time and money. So, but I think since sod's already germinated and growing, probably can lay it down. I don't know, though.
Yeah, and that's what might be possible. And then, like, when it snows and all that over the winter, it'll coat it and then melt, and then that will help get it into the ground. But, yeah, it'll go to sleep. You know, it'll be dormant for a while. And then in spring it will be active to grow roots. But I'll wait to see what they say. You know, if they say that they can't do it, then that's fine. But at least I'll have, you know, I'll be in for, like, one of the first ones the following year. If that's, you know, if that's the way it goes.
Yeah, let me know. I'm curious. I don't know how sod works.
Yeah, that was the little bit I read on Google, but I'll see if they confirm that, you know. They say you could do it as long as the, I think they said as long as the ground isn't frozen. So, like, even though we have frost, right, at night, you know, the ground still doesn't get frozen until, like, December or, like, January around here. And we're going to have a 77-degree day tomorrow, or, you know, Wednesday, I think, we'll go up to 77. So we're still kind of, you know, yin-yanging the weather. So I might get lucky. I don't know.
Yeah, you would think the roots just need to be able to, you know, go through the sod bed and take a little bit and probably be all set, but yeah, this has been a weird fall yet again.
Yes, indeed. They're actually having a lark on Wednesday. I'll be busy that day, but there's going to be a lark. But anyways, you're making it on, it sounds like you're, I don't know where you're at, but seems like you're in here very solid.
It's funny you say that, because I literally just pulled in my driveway, so that's great. If I could just figure out the on my end, I'd be super happy.
Yep, yeah, like I said, try the cables. But I know you're going to be busy with the kids and stuff, so, well, take your time. I bet you it's probably something simple. The longer it takes to figure it out, it's going to be the simpler the solution. So, all right, I'll let you go since you're just pulling in, and I'll listen out. KF8S.
All right, man, sounds good. I'll try the cable thing tomorrow. I got a bunch of patch cables. I think I got some 10 to 15 footers in the office, so I'll give that a whirl, and if that doesn't work, I'll probably still call you AC tomorrow for giggles. And then the only other thing I could think of maybe is, like, because I did an add-up fuse in my fuse panel in the cabin, maybe wrap that power cable going out. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's the cable. Once you switch that out, it probably will. We'll fix it. So, yep, give it a try. All right, talk to you later.
I hope so. At ABBF, I'll be clear.
AFA, that's also clear.
Okay, I gotta bump the hub. Did some changes. I gotta restart Astris.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Delta Romeo.
N8KPP Mobile.
That'll be your unit.